to Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. I'm going to challenge you to have a more exciting weekend than I did. It started Friday afternoon with a delicious hot dog and soft drink at Costco.
Let's go.
$1.50, baby.
Plus tax, $1.61. But
let's
yeah.
go.
And what blew my mind was the amount of people in line to buy the pizza. What is wrong with all of you?
What do you mean?
I can't,
are you insulting the pizza?
I've never had the pizza.
Well, then
who
why don't
goes?
You
who
watch
gets
your
the? Who gets the pizza?
Is the pizza also $1.50? Because that's just a deal you can't pass up.
Wild.
People wait in line for hot dogs.
Yeah, I know, but nobody was waiting in line for a hot. I walked right up, ordered my hot dog, and had it 30 seconds later.
Well, clearly,
meanwhile,
you were
pizza people
the wrong
at Costco have lost their minds.
Yeah, do you know Costco loses like over $30 million a year on their hot dogs, but it gets so many people in the door and they make so much money other ways that they're like, well,
hot dogs cost more than a dollar a piece? I find that hard to believe.
I mean, $1.50 for a hot dog and a soft drink.
I'm just saying.
It's still
the way they buy them in bulk.
Yeah.
The hot dog can't cost more than a dollar to them.
Sure.
Costco buys in bulk?
No.
Never heard that.
No, they go to the 7-Eleven.
But that was about it, honestly. We didn't have a huge weekend. We went to the Costco on Friday. Me and my buddy JD, we went to the Red Sox game yesterday.
Woof.
Which was awesome until the ninth inning. They had this pitcher from Worcester that they had brought up. It was his first game ever.
Good for him, man. That's a moment.
And he pitched really well. I mean, he pitched fantastic for five innings.
I love it. You love
whatever.
To see that first, like what that must feel like for them.
Yeah, we didn't know that it was his first game, but when he got taken out of the game in the fifth inning, there was like a lot of applause for the guy. And we're like, what is going on? And then one of the guys that was selling like dogs and beers starts talking to one of the other guys selling dogs and beers. He's like, hey, was that his first game, kid? And the other guy's, yeah, I think that was his first game, kid.
I love that.
That's
I
how
love
that conversation
that.
Went. So anyway, I thought that was kind of cool. Let's see. Harry is from Waltham. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, friend.
Harry was at Aerofest this weekend, Kenneth.
Tell me, what is this? Is it what I think it might be?
So Aerofest is at the Arrow Street Theater in Cambridge, which used to be the old Oberon.
Yeah.
And they had this new piece called Don't Open This, and it was like a bunch of boxes all over the place and the entire theater throughout the both spaces and the hallways and everything. And they had performers come out and create this immersive, artsy environment. Some of it was beautiful, and some of it was wacky. Some of it was, you know, beautiful musicians and dancers, and it was such a fun night to explore the space and see what it is, and it was wonderful. I'm glad I got to get out, and I wish my wife could have come, but it was nice to not be with my kids. It was really nice to kind of
It's okay
them.
For you to say having some private time. It's not selfish. It's important.
You got to do stuff for Harry really sometimes.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a little Harry time.
And, I'm going to have to check that out.
It was really neat. Well, and there's actually more going on this week. They're doing this 11-day festival. The Puppet Showplace Theater is performing in a puppet slam on Wednesday night, and I'm in that. I'm doing
Let's
two adult
go.
Pieces. Not for kids.
Yeah.
And one about a little boy and his experience with some chemical imbalances in his head and how he's going to deal with it.
Oh, wow. Puppets for adults are the best.
Puppets after dogs.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so cool.
Oh, that's so good.
And then on Saturday.
All right. You can call us Friday and tell us about that. You're getting ahead of it. We're still talking about last weekend.
I love it.
But there's
Thank
so much
you for
going
sharing.
On this week. Please check him out.
All right. We definitely will.
That is so cool.
He's ready to plug the next show.
He's got a lot to say. Good for him.
No, I appreciate it. I do. Ashley's from Wyndham. It was her son's first day of ice skating. I believe we talked to Ashley on Friday, right?
Yes. Yeah, I talked to you on Friday. And
Nice.
Sorry, my kids might want to say hi. I have Penny and Walker in the car with me, and they were just singing Wheels on the Bus, so I'm kind of glad they stopped that. But Walker did love ice skating, though. He looked like a little baby deer for the first probably half an hour, and then he finally was able to stand up all on his own every time he fell, which was a huge win, I think, for day one.
And just like that, you're a hockey mom. Your weekends are over.
Yep. I think so. And you know what? I'm a little less mad about it than I thought I was going to be. I'm excited that he loves it.
Do they still? I had asked you this, I think, on Friday. Do they still do like the milk crate thing? Or Were they to
so they actually don't. They said that it kind of, they don't want to give them like that crutch.
Training wheels,
so they
yeah.
just kind of like let them go. But there were so many like instructors and people out there. So like he basically had someone one-on-one with him who would help him stand back up and kind of, you know, just keep practicing, keep getting up and keep trying. And by the end of it, he could stand up on his own, which I feel like was a big win.
It's all about getting back up again.
Are they just singing in the background while you try to do everything?
Yeah, can we all just be quiet and listen to them?
Yeah.
You love me. We're a happy.
She got stage.
Oh, they were listening to you sing. There it is.
I'm putting a beat behind that, and that is the Goodbye Tribe audio tomorrow, y'all.
High level radio.
Are you kidding? That was fantastic.
Yeah. That was great.
That brought me joy. It made me smile.
Thank you.
And that's
Ashley.
Our job.
Yeah, you love kids. Everyone knows that about you.
Well, they're not mine. Sure, it's easy to love them.
They're in the car going somewhere else.
Yeah.
Tom the Cleaner is back, and he just got back from out of the country. Good morning, Tom.
How are you guys?
We're doing great. Where'd you go?
Wife and I went to Aruba. Monday to Saturday, and I'll tell you, it's a whole different world out there. It's just amazing. We were there 35 years ago for our wedding, and it's just, we all need to get away more often. It's all you can eat, all you can drink. It was pretty ugly come Sunday.
And then you got back to Logan, you looked outside, you're like, damn, it's gray around here.
It was 85 degrees out every single day. I wouldn't go at that time again, because it was very hot, mm-hmm. but it's just amazing.
Oh, I'm so glad you had a good time. So, you deserved a good vacation, buddy.
Yeah, we really did. Thank you.
All right, get back to work, Tom.
Have a great day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.